Welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we're filming again in beautiful Costa Rica, so welcome back to Costa Rica as well. And we're going to be focused on something that can help you both in freedom and fulfillment as well as travel and adventure. And what we're going to be focused on is, what do you do when all hell breaks loose, shit hits the fan, when things don't turn out the way you want them to? How do you handle those situations? Because inevitably, no matter what you're working on in life, whether it's losing weight, whether it's making money, whether it's growing a beautiful family, growing in an industry or a business, whatever it is you're focused on, inevitably there will be a moment in time when things don't work out the way you plan. Whether it's the finance not coming through, the meeting not going as well as you wanted, the sale not coming through, the sale falling through, whatever it is, in that moment, there's a few factors that always happen whenever things don't work out as planned. Number one, tension happens. You feel tense inside. Anxiety rises. Frustration, angst, fear kicks in. All these factors emotionally, mentally, physically happen that cause you to worry, that cause you to get stressed out, that cause you to really freak out per se. And in those moments, we tend to lose track of where we were headed in the first place. So I want to give you three simple tips that can help you get laser focused on where you were there for in the first place, help you get that momentum back, and really make the progress that you're after. So step number one is, you really want to take some time to focus on the things you can control. And no matter what is going on in your world, there's always a handful of factors you can control. You can control how you feel, how your state of being, you control your sleep, you can control the intake or nutrition you have. Focus on the elements you can control to really put yourself back in balance, and then your team, and then your environment. That's the first step. Second step, take some time to step out of the equation and remind yourself what brought you there in the first place. What was the main outcome or result you were really after? Why did you start it in the first place? Why were you taking time and effort and energy and pouring your life into what you were doing? What was the main reason that brought you there in the first place? A lot of times when we get caught up trying to put out the fires and fix all the things going wrong, we forget why we even started. So many times you have to step out and remind yourself what brought you there in the first place. And once you get that, bam, it reignites that passion, that fuel, that excitement, as well as giving you some time to really laser in on where you're headed and what needs to happen. And finally, step number three, you need to get resourceful and activate your resources. Now, how do you do this? It's simple. Go to a place where the resources you have are immensely valued. What do I mean by that? Look at the greatest gifts you've been given by the creator of the universe, God. Look at the gifts you've been given, whether it's humor or listening or love, whether it's immense financial knowledge or business expertise. Now, whatever those gifts are, go to a place that you can share them with people who really, really, really need to know them. Meaning it can be a startup business school, it can be a homeless shelter if you're giving away some love, it can be a student or a family member, or even someone who's much older than you that you can share a new insight with to help them overcome an obstacle. But when you get in an environment where the resources, the natural resources, the stuff you think is common sense is valued, it's amazing how much more resourceful you feel in that moment and how much more confidence and certainty you get to refocus and reuse in the project you're currently working on. It makes you feel fueled with life and energy and passion, and also gives you that edge, that confidence to push past the fears you might have had a few moments prior. So those are my three simple tips. Number one, focus on what you can control. Number two, really truly step out and refocus and re-laser in on the real reason you were there, the real outcome you were originally headed towards. And number three, go to a place that allows you to become resourceful and remind yourself of what you're really capable of, and use those tools to get your momentum back. Anyways, that's it for this week. Oh, make sure to download today's worksheet. It gives you a few more tips and strategies on how to implement these three steps into your life and business to make sure you really get your momentum back and the progress that you desire and deserve. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.